A California energy company is exploring establishing a liquefied natural gas plant at Port McKenzie to supply gas to interior Alaska and the rail belt. Westpac representatives outlined the plan to the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly last week. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Westpac, with offices in Fresno and Oakland, California, and in Reno, Nevada, plans to spend about $600 million on LNG infrastructure at Port McKenzie, according to company Vice President Brad Barnes, who made the pitch to the Borough Assembly in late August.
Our objectives in Alaska are to build, own, and operate new scalable midstream LNG facilities in the Cook Inlet, to establish an LNG alternative for Fairbanks and the interior markets, to create new markets for natural gas in rural and coastal Alaska by displacing high-cost diesel. We believe that we also, by putting in a new facility at Port McKenzie, will be in a position to offer peaking gas to the greater rail belt communities by putting gas on demand into the pipeline system to meet peak day requirements.
He said Westpac became interested in Cook Inlet gas some years ago when it seemed like the inlet's natural gas supplies were running low. Since a resurgence of natural gas development in the inlet, Westpac wants to jump on board the rush to get cheap fuel to Alaska's interior villages.
The integration would be the proven reserves plus the LNG facility plus the rail and marine infrastructure necessary to move LNG by rail car or truck or vessel to rural Alaska. The site that we're intending is 100 acres at Port McKenzie. The facility itself would be on par with the current facility and contemplated for the North Slope to Fairbanks on the order of 250,000 gallons of LNG per day. We'd connect to the existing NSTAR pipeline, which is approximately 15 miles away.
Barnes said Westpac is working with the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority and with the Department of Natural Resources on the proposed project, although he said it would be privately financed. He said the project could provide 350 jobs during the construction phase and about 30 permanent ones. Westpac is in the process of information gathering and will be ready to make a firm proposal in about 3 months, he said. Karsten Rodvik, spokesman for ADA, says Westpac representatives have met with the state corporation, although there is no firm plan on the table yet.
Well, we're certainly aware of the Westpac idea, and I'm not aware yet of any formal business proposal that has come to us. If one does come through the door, it will, of course, go through the same kind of rigorous due diligence process that any proposed or potential project goes through when we look at it.
ADA is a billion-dollar public corporation of the state, which is self-funded and does not depend on legislative appropriations. It returns an annual dividend to the state, which goes into the state's general fund. Westpac specializes in gas storage, pipelines, and fuel depots. The company operates facilities on the East Coast and is working with Tote Ocean Marine on designing an LNG bunkering operation in the United States using container vessels to deliver LNG from Florida to Puerto Rico. Barnes said his company is working with 5 Cook Inlet gas producers who are interested in the Port McKenzie project, but he declined to name those companies. I'm Ellen Lockyer.